to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's podcast for innovative entrepreneurs and executives. Here are your hosts, Robert Gold and Andrew Brown.
Once again, from high atop the Business Cast Podcast Center in Toronto, live and in the morning, we're way off to the east. I can see this week, Ecom Secom, Nova Scotia. I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Benegold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto, normally joined by my co-host, Andrew Brown, who, believe it or not, is retrofitting. But I am excited to tell you I'm joined by Derek Phillips. Derek is the Engineering Director, Motorola Mobility Canada. They're making a huge move into the Kitchener-Waterloo area, the home base of BlackBerry. Derek, welcome to the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
So, Derek, a little bit of background about yourself, and then this is a really interesting time in the innovation sector in Canada, particularly in Ontario, particularly in the hub that was always, well, you've been there a while as Google and now Motorola, but BlackBerry's been there a long time. So tell us about yourself, and then let's talk about Motorola and Motorola Kitchener-Waterloo.
I've been in the Waterloo area for almost 20 years now. I was at universities here at the University of Waterloo, and then I started working at Google. So I worked at Google for about 7.5 years. We went through a few different offices here, but we were always in the Kitchener-Waterloo area, and so I've been in here for all this time. And then most recently, we had a bunch of discussions about trying to help get an office started for Motorola Mobility in Canada, and we decided that Kitchener-Waterloo was a great place to go. And so myself, along with a few other people, decided to transfer over and help start a Motorola office here. So I'm very excited about it.
Well, I imagine with the familial relationship between Google and Motorola, it's more than just a Motorola office, but you've got all that Google talent that you can draw on, because now you've got a campus out there, don't you, more or less?
Yeah, there's a fairly large Google office here. Motorola and Google are run quite separately, and so people that are interested, we either will hire externally or they will transfer over from Google. And so we've learned a lot about how to build things from Google and how to get stuff done. We've learned a lot about the Kitchener-Waterloo area and how to grow in this area and what kind of talent is here. And so we've certainly got a lot of learnings from there, but we're definitely looking to make our mark here and make a big contribution as Motorola.
Well, then I want to understand, Motorola Kitchener-Waterloo is what the press is referring to, and your name's in the press a lot right now because of this move. It's referred to as an engineering hub. If that's the case, what in fact is an engineering hub? What are you going to be doing there?
So we're primarily, at the moment, software engineers. So we're people who write code for a variety of different things. We really want to make the focus here about research and development. And so we have people looking into different things that we can do on the software side, from very low-level code right up until applications that are running directly on the phone. Our focus here is to sort of say what we want to do is deliver things that are very valuable for users that take advantage of the hardware. I think where Motorola as a company has been really successful before is sort of innovating in hardware and making things happen in there. And I think where we'll be successful in the long term is taking really an interesting hardware that we have and find ways to make them as useful for users as possible. And so our focus here is in actually developing the software that makes the hardware really shine and makes a great experience for the users.
So that means you're going to be skinning a Motorola product somewhat different than a Google Android product, or does that mean something else?
So Android is the operating system that Google builds, but what Motorola is actually doing, just like any manufacturer and company that's actually in the hardware space and in the business of building handsets, our goal is to basically develop the hardware that makes things as nice for users as possible, using Android as a great operating system to provide sort of the basic infrastructure and all the pieces we want there. We can add additional stuff on top of it to really make it shine, given that we have very specific hardware and other capabilities. I think this is where we think we will be most successful. Going forward, I think things that are sort of at the cusp of hardware and software is where the most interesting work will be done and where we have our best chance for success. So that's where we intend to be.
Now, as an engineering hub, do you take direction from other units within Motorola, or are you fairly free to say, here's the direction we need to go, we're the guys in charge of this type of innovation?
I mean, it's really interesting. We're being encouraged to think big and deliver on these ideas end to end. So instead of just being told, here's what needs to be done, really taking ownership, I think the right way to think about what's possible in Kitchener-Waterloo is to say, here are people that have big ideas and can actually deliver on them. And so we're not being thought of as an engineering outpost to deliver on the stuff that other people don't have time for. Instead, we are being asked to actually help lead here in defining what should be done, setting the vision, and actually delivering on it. And that's what makes this so appealing from our standpoint.
Well, I think that's, in fact, what's the most exciting aspect aspect of the whole thing, and you're maintaining the hub of innovation in that quadrant of Ontario. But let's talk for a minute about BlackBerry's challenges and whether their current challenges are a help to you or a hindrance. What would you say about that?
From our standpoint, we always want to see every company succeed. I think it's good for Kitchener-Waterloo, which is, of course, good for all of the companies here, for everybody to be doing well. So it's important that we have a very strong tech community. And I think that Kitchener-Waterloo has made a lot of attempts through things like Communitech and that to really make sure that we have a lot of startups and a lot of other companies in the area so that there is constantly a influx of talent from around Canada and really around the world to this area to make sure that we can continue to innovate in a bunch of these different areas. And I think that this type of infrastructure is really what's going to make this successful for us and for everybody down the road.
Well, let's talk about success. Now, if we look a year or two down the road, how is Motorola Kitchener-Waterloo going to measure its success? What are the key measurements for you?
So the two things that I care about are launching things and growing. So I think we are, you know, we're a group of people that are about getting things done. We want to know what needs to get done. We want to figure out what needs to get done, and we want to deliver on it. It's not of interest to us to just think of a bunch of things and then move on to the next stuff. We really like to deliver stuff. And from our standpoint, this means actually getting things in users' hands that they're excited about, that reflects really well on the company, and this will be a success for us. And I think to be able to really deliver on that, we need to make sure we have the right staff to do that. And so I'm very interested personally in figuring out how to grow the office. And we want to do this with the best talent we can. In order to deliver sort of the best stuff, we need great people. And finding a path to that kind of growth is the second thing that I'm really focused on. And if we can make both of those things happen, I'll be a very happy guy.
Well, let's leave our listeners happy as well. Let's take a really high view on this. And I wonder if you can share three lessons that other business owners and managers across the country can take away from your experience and Motorola Kitchener-Waterloo's experience at this stage and looking forward.
I would say, first of all, that Kitchener-Waterloo is a great place to grow a team. I think in Canada, people know that this is a great place, that if you're involved in technology, this is where you want to be. And it's not about using Kitchener-Waterloo as an outpost for a bit of development. It's about building a long-term commitment to a large team here. And this kind of thing really resonates, the long-term aspect. The second thing is the most interesting work going on in tech these days are things that include both hardware and software. I think working on these things in isolation is somewhat restrictive, and opportunities like this are really the most interesting things we have. And then the final thing is communities that support universities and startups are the ones that big companies are attracted to. Where communities have systems like Communitech and that in place to make sure that there's a strong startup culture and significant tech infrastructure, these are the kinds of things that really attract people. Successful tech community is all about the ecosystem, and Kitchener-Waterloo certainly has that.
Well, excellent, excellent tips. I'm going to add one fourth to that, and you said it, but I'm going to quote the originator of it, and that's Steve Jobs when he said, successful companies ship. Derek Phillips, Engineering Director, Motorola Mobility Canada. Derek, thank you so much for being a guest on the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you very much. I had a great time.
And until next time, I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. If you're an entrepreneur or startup, visit our website, Bennett, 2Ns, 2Ts, BennettGold.ca. Click on the entrepreneur button. I think you'll be surprised at what you see. You can reach me at robert@businesscast.ca. You can find other great episodes of the Profit Business Cast at profitguide.com. See you next time in the morning, everyone, and good night. Ecom Secom, Nova Scotia.